This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Back to inflation now, and another area where families are feeling it is in the cost of childcare. Even if you can't afford childcare, finding it for your kid has been hard at any time of the year. But it can be extra difficult during the summer, often involving a patchwork of babysitters, family members, and summer camps. And it's even more challenging this year, as many camps have been forced to reduce capacity or close programs completely because they can't find enough staff. As Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg reports, it's left some parents scrambling.
The sun is barely above the tree line as Chris Shea welcomes roughly 80 kids to this day camp organized by the YMCA of Auburn Lewiston in central Maine. Each day, the campers scatter across 93 acres of woods and fields, with enough space for all of the classic summer camp activities. There's archery.
Bring your arrow all the way to your mouth. There you go.
Oh, yes, I finally hit it.
A ropes course.
Awesome. Good job, guys. Good work.
And many campers' favorite activity, swimming. Shay says it's a valuable experience for a lot of kids. For around $175 a week, Shay says it's a way to get them outdoors and socializing with new friends, something especially important after years of remote and hybrid schooling. But even as he looks out at dozens of smiling faces, Shay says this summer's camp can sometimes feel strangely empty.
It's almost like half the numbers you want to see in front of you as you give announcements. So it's a little discouraging and disappointing, but I guess it is what it is, and you do the best you can with what you've got.
The Y anticipated around 120 kids here this summer, but Shay says the organization wound up limiting capacity to about 80 campers. That's because of a problem affecting camps across the country, a shortage of counselors as more young people opt for other summer jobs.
I think it's competition for sure.
Megan Hamblett, the executive director of the YMCA Alliance of Northern New England, says working at a camp means lots of training and responsibility, and pay is generally around $15 an hour. So as wages and benefits have risen at other places, like grocery stores, she's seeing more young people head there instead.
And so some of our camps are only 50% full. Some are not running. We have some Ys who have multiple day camps, and some of them can't even run because they don't have enough staff.
And those closures have left some parents scrambling. For years, Rita Buta has sent her daughter to a day camp in Ellsworth along Maine's down east coast. But without enough staff this year, the program was canceled.
It was a sickening feeling knowing that my daughter wasn't going to have childcare for the next couple of months for summer.
Buta managed to find a couple of other camps for her daughter to attend for a few weeks, and her parents have helped when they can. But on many days, she works overnight shifts at the local Shaw's grocery store so she can still care for her daughter during the day.
Like tonight, I'll have to go in and work overnight, but tomorrow we'll spend the day together. You know, so we're all just compromising and just trying to make the best of it.
At the YMCA camp in Auburn, Director Chris Shea says he talked with a grandmother just that morning who was looking for care. He says it was hard to have to say no, especially when so few other childcare options exist.
So it's a little frustrating, but the grandmother I talked to this morning understood. But like I said, the kids that we have out here, they're loving it. They're having a great time at camp. I just wish more could take advantage of it.
Many camp directors say they've tried increasing pay and benefits with little success so far. Some day camps are now looking at bringing in international students on J-1 visas. They say the extra staff might be needed to ensure they can provide childcare for summers to come. In Auburn, Maine, I'm Robbie Feinberg for Marketplace.